Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Violence and behavior problems at McKinley High School in Buffalo. Joining us live, Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor, and a teacher, Phil, we've learned, who was allegedly body slammed by a student at that school, cannot return to the classroom until there's a hearing. Superintendent Kreiner Cash would not address this before reporters at the school board meeting last night, but it seems like you're facing a lot of pushback from the district.
Yeah, and that's very troubling, Susan. First of all, I think it's interesting to put this in context. First of all, about a year ago, the teachers were so concerned about the safety of the kids and the adults at the building that they had the first if ever voted no confidence in that principal, and it's just gotten worse. As a matter of fact, we had another teacher. There's another incident at the school where a teacher had three students banging on her door, making obscene gestures to her, cursing, etc. The kid only got a three-day suspension. She complained to the BTF. We sent it to the superintendent. And you know what happened? The principal brought her into his office in front of the secretary or the clerk and said things. This is to this woman. What were you afraid of? Were you afraid of being raped, groped, touched, thrown to the ground? Then the next thing that happens is this student, again, the next time, the student who had already been in trouble before and caused problems, threw a body slam to teacher to the ground. He had a big gash in his back. Another incident is that teachers are concerned about students coming in late. One day, there were 170 students came in late. Another day, 150 students came in late. Some of them have been late as many 40 times. This can't continue.
Phil, what do you make of the Buffalo School Board and the district sending out that statement yesterday saying that that vote of no confidence you mentioned is bogus and a bullying tactic?
I'm stunned. I mean, you talk about blaming the victims. I haven't seen it. But do you know something? For us not to bring to light when nothing's being done, acts of violence in a school that are continually worse, a terrible learning conditions for some of the students at that school, I mean, that is almost beyond belief. That is our responsibility, and I would have hoped that it would be the responsibility of the district. This is not something that hasn't been brought to the superintendent's attention over and over again. When nothing is done and somebody is hurt seriously, and then another teacher then is brought into the principal's office and demeaned in a way that, I'll tell you, if it was my sister, I'd be very upset. That is a sad situation, because I think we should be all saying together, look, we have to work together to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And in my opinion, the only way that's going to change is if that principal is removed from that school.
Phil, you've been at this a long time as the union president for teachers. When you started, I'm just going to guess that there weren't incidents like this. What's different now? Why is this culture doing this?
Well, and this is only in some schools. And in some schools, it's just a blip. You know, it happens outside the school, and other than that, the school is orderly. What I've seen it too often, and you're right, I've been around for a while, is that if you don't have discipline in a school and there aren't consequences and you don't try to work with the students that have these issues, somebody gets hurt, and usually it's a student. What's happening now is I think there's a lot of pressure being put on principals not to suspend. I think that's translating into not getting a student suspended and getting help when they have serious problems. And naturally, things like this are going to occur, but I find it outrageous that the district would consider us the ones that are being bullied when it's the students and the teachers that are being bullied in the school.
What do you think the motivation would be behind that? I don't want to use the term cover up because that kind of you know, brings conspiracy theory to people's minds, but might it be part of the district wanting to make things seem maybe better, more calm than they actually are if you're walking the halls of these schools?
Well, you know something? I would use the word cover up without hesitation. Why else would somebody deny what's going on? We just sent out a survey to the teachers over at McKinley. I just met with them yesterday. They're very concerned, and they're concerned for the students. You know, most of the students at that school are overwhelmingly, you know, trying to get their work. They're coming to school, doing a good job. But what happens is you have a few that are disrupting it and disrupting their education, and it's not fair to them. You have to have, I taught special education to mostly disturbed students. But they knew what the rules were. They knew that there were consequences if there weren't. But we could still have fun with, you know, because they knew that they couldn't do certain things. And if a student really needed help, then we made sure we got the student the help that they need. That's not happening here. And for the district to attempt to turn it around against the teachers at the school, who the only thing that they want is a safe and helpful environment in their school, is really pathetic.
And not just McKinley High School, too. There have been issues at Southside Elementary on the south side, fights involving seventh graders and arrests as young as again, sixth and seventh grade.
Well, Susan, you're absolutely right. I've been to, so far, three schools so far this year where the concerns are ones of discipline in the schools. I was to the third school this year that there are concerns about discipline. And I think we need to be clear. It's not just a question of suspending a student and putting them out. If it's the first time or something like that, okay. But what if it's a continuing problem, then don't put that student back in my class after he's just cursed me out. But what we have to do then is then find out what's going on in a kid's life and make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Phil, we appreciate the time. As always, it's Phil Rumor, Buffalo Teacher Federation President.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.